Okay, we're up to Mufun Bay. We're up to Mufun Base. Two in the mission. So Arisha, and the first guy covered the boy, Ruvo Hashenu Motsu Gula, and the second partner came along and found that the boy was actually uncovered. But like he saw, he didn't cover it. Hasheni Chai, the second guy is Chai, but not the first guy. We had before, you passed the cover and so on. Kiseo Kuro, we'll soon see what it means. You covered the bird the way he's supposed to be, then enough for the Shech and a cow or a donkey fell into it, the mason died. Potter, yeah, Potter. How did it fall in? The Gemara will explain that it rotted on its own. Like he said, they didn't cover it properly, but not for the Shech and Mason died, and they fell in, you chayv. Then obviously, what's the point of the mission? If you didn't cover it, you chayv. We'll see the Gemara. Not fell lift on it, fell on its face because somebody was digging inside and made a loud noise. Chayiv fell on its face, chayiv. Lachar fell on its back. Mikol how a kriya from the sound of the opening the boy, potter, you're a potter. And Rashi learns this whole Gemara is talking about according to Rav because of the havola. So if you're falling on your face, you're breathing in the air. But if you're falling on your back, your face is upwards, you're not breathing in the air, so you're a potter. Not for lit, and the chiddush is the guy who dug who caused the thing is potter as well, because he just a goyim. Not for the toich shay vikela, the shay falls in with his kelim in his stab and they broke. Or chamoyer vikela, the chamoyer with his kelim in his can they ripped. Chayev ala behemi chayev behemi potter ala kelim. You potter the kelim had before. Not for the toich shay if he falls inside it, we learn later a shay pekayach during a day falls in your potter because he should have seen where it's going. But it fell inside a shay chedesh shay to cut the shay itself. Is a chedesh or a shaitiv a cotton, then you are chayiv even by day because they're not intelligent. Then a boy or a girl falls in, you would have thought, okay, a man falls into a boy or an adult falls in a boy, you are potter, but if a little kid falls in, you should be chayiv. But you are potter, because there's a custom. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, the first guy covered it, and then another guy found it revealed. And he didn't cover it. The second guy is chayiv. How long is the first guy considered potter for? Is he potter forever? Once you covered once, I said, you're potter? Until he knows by himself. In other words, if the first guy does not see, he covered it. He does not see that it's open, he's always potter. It could be a week, he's always potter. But the moment he knows that it's open, then the first guy's responsible again. Doesn't matter, he covered it. But now that you know it's open, you're responsible to cover it. And if something happened, damage happened, both chayiv. Shmuel says, even though he didn't see it, he covered it. And then somebody came and told him, that's enough. He doesn't have to see personally. As long as he's told, he's now responsible as well. But Rabbi Yochanan is not enough to should you, but Yizki has to say, once he knows, it's not chayv straight away, you have to give him time that he should find somebody to fix it. But he should find workers, they should cut down some trees, and cover the boy. Otherwise, the first guy did the right thing, he already covered it. So therefore, he's never come liable until he has enough time to fix it. It says kiso kuro, you covered it properly, even not for the teicher shayachemor v'meisi dai potter. Thinking about a kiva, the kiso kuro, you covered it properly. Hey, can I have it fall in the first? How can it fall in? Amar yitzchal bar chana she hit liam teichai. It started worming from inside. It rotted from inside. Iboilu has a question. What about kiso kisu she yochalam v'neshvorim? You put a cover on it that can withstand cows or an oxen. V'ein yochalam v'negmal and camel. I guess are heavier. It cannot withstand camels, but also gemalim, and came along camels with aru, and they ruined the cover because it was not really meant for them. They weakened the entire cover. Then, but also, shvar came along cows when enough they fell inside. My, what would it then be? Lepoil cows fell in. You put a cover in for cows, but not for camels. The camels weakened, and then cows fell in. Hey, what's the question? If you know that camels walk around there and you made a weak cover, then pesheyu, you're negligent. Why should you be potted? Camels don't walk there. Honestly, you did the right thing. It's your fault that a camel drove by, walked by on it. They do come occasionally. Do we say? Kivan the as and the prakim because they come occasionally pesheyu. You're a pesheya di boy lesukei daita. You should have known that could happen, so you should have had a stronger cover. Ideal makivan the hash to mias leka. Right now, when you were building the cover, there were no camels around. Honestly, you can say honest. Tashma coming here kiso kuro says not mishta. You covered it properly, but not for the teicher shadachamoy. And a cow or a donkey fell in. You are potter. Let's analyze the mishta. You put a proper cover and your potter, they fell in. Nu hecha ilem berol shvarim ukerol gemal. You put a proper solid cover for everybody. Hechi nafal. So how did it happen? They fell in. Elab, what happened probably was you could always find you built it properly for cows, but like Kerol the Gemali, they're not built properly for camels. And yet you're potter. If camels are coming, why taka you potter? Pesha you pesha. They're not coming. They're pshita. Honestly, then what's it talking about? Then what's the mission you tell you potter? If they never come around, then you do the right thing. So what do you want? Elalav, the asin leprakim, the chiddush mission comes occasionally. But also gemal came along camels. But aru and they weakened the lid. But also shvarim came along cows. But enough of them fell in. And yet, Tony Potter. So we see, as long as for the majority of occasions you did, at the moment there were no camels around, and you build something to resist the pressure from cows, that's good enough. I camel came by a week, and it's not your fault. Almo kivin the hashtag leka onusu. Since right now they're not here, it's like it's chilase ba'inus, and you're Potter. Amri lo no raya le'elam karol l'shvarim u'karol l'gemalim. Maybe the mission is talking about Casey build a proper sturdy one that is suitable even to withstand the pressure of camels. So how come they fell in? Because we're in from inside. They fell in. We just said over time the wood rotted and therefore
he's potter hastes because he really did the right thing.
Exactly. No raya from here if he did the right thing for most and not for others. Like you saw, he didn't cover it properly. Even enough for the he didn't cover it properly. He fell inside a cow or a donkey, a mace, and you died. Chayv, chayv. So the second part of the Mishnah, you didn't cover it properly, and an animal fell in, and you were chayv. Obviously, for your chayv, hechidam. Elam loy karolish vodokamai didn't cover it properly. Then pshita, surely tzichel may have to say the chayv. Elav karolish vodim v'lo karogamalim. What we're talking about, you did a karol for a cow, but not karol for camels. Hechid, what are we talking about? If camels are coming, why is he potter pesheyu? If there's no camels around, then he did the right thing for cows, then he's an honest. You need to tell me that he's potter. Honestly, so why do you have to tell me that he's potter? Sorry, the mission says if he did not cover it properly, you're chayv. But why should he be chayv? If he did something for cows and there are no camels around, then he did the right thing. From time to time, also gemali baru they weakened. Also shrove it off, they fell in, and it says yichayif. That's because me. That since he came occasionally, should have been aware. Uktani yichayif. I'm not keeping the asin leprakim. Pesheyu is a pesheya. The boy lasukedait. Maybe he did a grove for shrove. Never cows. Never camels. And b'shichig mali and camels come occasionally. That's why you chayv. I answer questions. So we're not talking about a place where they come only from occasionally. Come they come frequent. Evazay, what's the chiddush? Of course you chayv. Ukashala pashayu, he's negligent. I did the nosiv reisha kiso kuro because we had in the first case the Mishnah says you covered it properly. Nosiv safe and nami like kiso kuro. There's no chiddush involved there. You're right. The chiddush is the reisha. In the case that we said you put it because it wormed from inside. Igami, others say, Honami Vadiloy Boilon. That for sure is not a question. The Kivan Das the Prokim. I can also argue if that makes sense. Since occasionally they come, you should have been aware that they come occasionally. You should have built a stronger cover. If you didn't, you could set up Pashaya. Poishayahudi Boilin Lasuki Daita. You should have been aware that since the camels come occasionally, you should have built a strong enough lid. Ki Boilon. Our question is, Hachihu, this is a Boilon. This is our question. Kiso, Kisu Shiyocha Lama Bifne Shvarim. You built a proper cover to resist Shvarim. The Einu Yochel Lama Bifne Gmalim, but it cannot withstand camels. B'shichi Gmalim, and they're very common. V'itliya b'teichet. But what happened was, it didn't break. You didn't bring a strong, you did not build a strong enough lid to resist. It's like chilosei b'pshiye v'soifei b'inus. You did not build a strong enough lid for camels, and they come there all the time. But what actually happened was, it was an accident. It wormed from inside. Mi amrin, do we say, mi good to have a pesheya eitzel gemalim, since as far as camels are concerned, you didn't really build a cover. Even though the pile of camels didn't come by, have a pesheya namilin and hatla will treat you as negligence. Even regarding that it rotted from inside, just because he was a pesheya for that, the fact is that's not what happened.
That didn't cause the problem.
Exactly. So therefore, maybe he's considered, that's a fact, chilose b'pesheya, safe bones. Tosh back on here says again, go through a Mishnah. So you covered it properly, but after the Sheikh Hamar and the Sheikh Hamar fell inside. One mace and they died. Potter, you covered it properly. Potter. Beat my learned Amar Bitcha Baba Chodah. If they were covered properly, how come it fell in? She clear but that it rotted. Now, hey, what are we talking about? Elam the Korolush, Vodim the Korolug, my building Korol for probably for everybody. Then what's the Chidish? Beat Liba Techa, Mamish and Axe. She's in the Potter. You need a Mishnah to be your Potter. What would you do? Mahabalalameb. What could he have done? Elalav terov l'shvari v'loy kerov gemal. We're talking about you build something that was not 100% v'sedaf design. V'shchichig malim and shchichig malim. So you should have been, you're a peshay as far as that's concerned. But what happened to the point of it? Leave it there. It rotted from inside. Uktonin says potter. You're still potter. So see what? Alma loy amrim. We don't say migu d'havi peshay alini gemalim have a peshay alini atla. No, le'elam kerov le'gemalim kerov. You were over everything. V'itliam metoychay. I do have to ask a question. I would have thought he boiled mezel umenakish. I would have thought that maybe he had to. Maybe no. The chiddush is here. Yitaka built everything 100%. There was no negligence whatsoever. But a rat from inside. Maybe you got to check it all the time. You got to keep on knocking it and hearing whether it sounds a bit hollow or not.
But that's only because you built it for shvarim.
No, and kamalim. You built for everybody. You built 100% the best kind of lid possible. But maybe you still consider it a Peshaya because the Tli is also a Peshaya because you should have gone and checked it out from time to time. Kamash Lon, that no. If you build it properly, you don't have a Chiv to go to check it all the time. That's a Chiddush Mishnah. Toshma coming here. Like you, so the next case in the Mishnah. Like you, so Groy did not cover properly, even if there's a Chamav, it's Chayv, Chayv. Hey, what's a Chiddush? If you didn't cover it properly, of course it's Chayv. Didn't cover properly at all. You dug a hole and you didn't cover it. So you chayv. Elav karol shvarim gemalim. It's suitable for shvarim, not suitable for gemalim. So you're pasheh for gemalim. The idish chichi gemalim pasheyu. You're a pasheh. So what manoshach? If you're pasheh, then you should be chayv. And if they don't come, then of course you're potter. And the Mishnah said you're chayv. What's the chiddush? In the case you're a peshev, of course you're chayv. You didn't build a proper lid. Elalad, the shichig gemalim. What happened with this? It was common to have camels, so you're a peshev as far as the gemalim is concerned. But what happened with the team of Tochay? That's not what happened. It wormed, it rotted from inside, and yet the Mishnah says chayv, chayv. Why are you chayv? The part of the camels didn't ruin it. Alma, Amarin, we say, migu da'avi peshev ling gemalim. Since chilosi b'peshev, you chatchilu peshev for camels. Havi peshev linat law, you're peshev also. For worming as well, for rotting, it resolves our question. Maybe la'olam kerov l'shvarim lo'kerov gemalim. It was suitable for shvarim, not suitable for gemalim. Your question is u'shchichi gemalim and it's common for gemalim. So l'cheder definitely yechayv. Also gemalim varu and the gemalim came and they ruined the lid. But also shvarim v'nafle bay and then the cows came and fell in. So l'cheder what's the chiddush in the mishnah yechayv? Of course yechayv. You didn't build a proper lid. Or the kokash la'pshia. Pshita Pasheyu, I did the Nosev Reisha Kiso Gro, Nosev Zama Gro. You're right, there's no Chiddush in the Sefer, the Chiddush in the Reisha. Once you bring the Reisha, you bring the Sefer. Toshma coming here, it says in the end of the Mishnah, Nofal the Teicher Shoyr, Chedish Shoyr to a Cotton. If the Shoyr itself was a Chedish or Shoyr to a Cotton, then even during the day, you can't say to the Shoyr, argue the Shoyr should have seen where he's walking. Summa,
means it belongs to.
No, it does not mean at all. I mean, the Shoyr itself is a Chedish or a Shoyr to a Cotton.
How can you have a Chedish or Shoyr?
Why can't it be? You see,
a Shoyr is not a Bardas to be a Shoyr.
You can see the animal can't walk straight in a straight line. And a cotton, by shur cotton, what do you mean shur cotton? Shur cotton means...
It's not a white, it hasn't got a big white cotton.
No. Shur cotton means it was never trained or something. Something that was before, maybe they went outside before or something. Something that was untrained. So all these cases, you can't say, oh, the shur should have been aware of what's going on. Therefore, by day, I'm still chayv. Later I'm going to learn potter, but I'm chayv. Summa, what about an ordinary person? Not talking about a person. Summa, a blind person. Or an intelligent person but walking at night, in all of these cases, chayit, because an intelligent animal that during the day walks, you are potter, because intelligent animal, we say, okay, just to satisfy those, look at Rashi, five lines at the bottom, intelligent animal, by day, potter, you are potter. Why? Because the Bailuni Mazel animal also has a responsibility to walk and see where it's going. Okay, so but the animal itself is an intelligent one and goes by the potter. But my lechoyde, since you built a boy, name him Medahavi Pesheya. Now you tell me by Pekech potter. Why am I potter for Pekech? Could argue Medahavi Pesheya in your Chedesh, since regarding all these other animals, a blind animal or a Chedesh, I am a Pesheya because even by day they cannot see. Let's say since Chilosa Bepshia. And even though the safe bayin, because the animal shouldn't see where it's going, I should be held accountable. I love shmam the raya loy amrin. We don't say migu. Shmam is a good raya. No, for the fun, you fell face down. You're chayiv. fell on the back, you are potter. Lefonov, Omar Rav, Lefonov means Lefonov Mamish. Means Mamish Lefonov. Rashi says, Alponov Nofel Vemes Min Hevel. He died, he fell on his face inside the boat, and therefore it's the foul air that killed him. La Achra means Achra Mamish, he fell on his back. No, we said before, even though there are injuries, the injury could have still walked away. It's now the foul air that gets into the injuries and causes this to happen. It's very hard to understand the Rav's opinion, but that's what Rav says.
Because that's not immediate. The lack of air is not, because I mean, you have people who have cut up somebody. It's very, very. It
takes
bad
a while till they use up the oxygen. Linger.
Yeah, but when you are.
Have tricks that have, you know, if you go lower down, there's more air and all this sort of stuff.
We'll see in the Gemara trail, I guess. Rav is not saying that the impact does not count, does not make a chai. But Rav holds, when you build a boyin shus rabim, you chai, because the Torah says, even though it's not in Yerushus, the Torah makes it in Yerushus. What does the Torah make in Yerushus? Not the ground that it hit, because the ground is not yours. The Torah, you didn't make it. It was always there. You just took away other ground and you exposed this. You didn't make that. What did you make? You made the air. You brought the air in here that's never here before. So that's what the Torah makes as if it's yours. So we can only hold you accountable for what you did. What did you do? The air. But if it's your own, remember we learned before that if the boy, you retained ownership of the boy, you were just mafkid or shus around it. Rav is made it, then if he hits the ground, you're chayiv. Because it's your ground. You don't need the cheshbin of asa Torah kilo b'shusa. That's Rav's svar. It's what you made. Says the Gemara, v'zeh v'zeh b'boir. But we're talking about both them, the animal fell on the boy, and the chiddush is, it fell on its back. That even though it fell on its back inside the boy, you are potter, because the habola was not from there. Because what did you hear from the impact on the ground, and the impact on the ground, according to Rav, you're not chayv. Rav, the tamei, the omar, Rav, boy, she chayv, all the teder, the boy, the teder, is mechayv you, is la habola, v'lo la chabote. It's the air, and not in the impact. So therefore, it's only, he fell into the boy. Shmuel Amba, Shmuel says, no. Remember, Shmuel holds that it's the Chabot as well. So what do I care if you fell on your face, flat on your back? Yeah, no difference. The boy, bein b'lfonav, bein b'lachav, chayiv, inside the boy. Regardless of chayiv. It's talking about there, you fell outside on the ground. Ushmuel, the time made, Amba, lahavole, v'choshkin, the Chabot, the impact kills you. Ela heichidomi, la'achrav, what does it mean in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says he fell forward, you're chayev, and you fell on your back, you're potter. Mikoil hakriya, you fell backwards because of the sound of the guy digging a hole. The potter could go into niskil the boy. He tripped because of the boy. But v'nochal achoyre haboy chutz the boy. He fell on the street, in his back on the street. He was standing there on the edge, and then suddenly he heard that noise. He got so scared, he startled, he fell backwards. So he fell because of the boy, but where did he fall? On the street. On the street. Well, what do you have? You don't have
the
neither.
Itself,
yeah, well, you have no avola, no chabata. Chabata, you didn't fall in my boy, you fell outside the boy. You fell outside the boy. Okay, we'll stop here.